When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Learning Unlocked podcast, presented by Open Sesame. Taking a deep dive into the global world of learning and development with practical tips and tricks, along with insights from leading brands and the people that make them work. This is Learning Unlocked. Now, here's your host, Ryan Berger.
My guest is Stephen D'Antonio. He is the Executive Vice President for Shatterproof. His mission is to help businesses and communities educate their constituencies about the disease of addiction and the most effective evidence-based treatment practices available today. Previously, Stephen had a 30-year career at Morgan Stanley, where he built, restructured, and managed a variety of businesses. He received his MBA from Harvard University and a BA in economics from Dartmouth College. Learn more about Shatterproof at shatterproof.org. Stephen, thanks for joining me on the Learning Unlocked podcast. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. Thank you for having me.
So, all right, walk me through, how do you go from Morgan Stanley to Shatterproof? Because that sounds like a pretty different change in career there.
Yeah, great question. So really, it goes straight through the youngest of my five children. So I have five children, the youngest of whom ended up with a very lethal, very close to lethal form of addiction to alcohol. Almost died four times by the time he was 17. And really at the peak of my career, I had to make a decision whether to take on a very big new role where I was going to be flying all over the world, meeting with clients, and 100% engaged in my job, or attend the things that I needed to attend to at home. And so I chose the latter. And so I really, like I do in my life, I dove in head first and went all in on learning everything I could about addiction to help my son, but also to bring whatever I learned to other people who were suffering or dealing with this problem. And so I've done a bunch of things, one of which included spending a year at Harvard University taking grad level courses in psychopharmacology, neuroscience, and public health. I've done a number of things, including creating a podcast series to help parents. And I ended up at Shatterproof right after finishing the fellowship in 2018. So I started in 2019.
You started a podcast series, My Child is an Addict. I imagine, again, it's born out of the experience that you just described with your own son, right?
Yeah, and we actually changed the name because that name or that word addict is a little bit stigmatizing. So the new title is My Child and Addiction. But that podcast series is essentially, it's a parent support group meeting, which is kind of the last thing that I would ever do, but that I found unbelievably useful and helpful in learning about addiction, with eight experienced parents who are go through and talk about the issues that they're dealing with, because it is a vexing problem dealing with a child with addiction, along with a world-class clinician who helps moderate the conversation. And so that podcast series is really useful for parents that are actually in the middle of it, that are struggling to understand what's going on with their child, how do I deal with the behavioral problems, and how do I keep my child as safe as possible?
Yeah. Wow, that's a deeply personal story. I know the story behind how Shatterproof started is also deeply personal. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how Shatterproof started?
Yeah, so Gary Mendel is the CEO and founder. unfortunately, tragically, he lost his son, Brian, in 2012 to addiction and also the stigma surrounding addiction. And he channeled that intense grief and really depression right after he lost his son into building Shatterproof. And he's a world-class businessman. He's built two businesses from scratch in the hotel industry, the hotel services industry. And he essentially wanted to apply those same principles to building a national nonprofit in the addiction space. When I met him, having a deep business background myself, we spoke exactly the same language. And so, I love the way Shatterproof goes about its business, really from a business perspective, KPIs, making sure the things we're doing are evidence-based. But really, it began out of just a horrific tragedy.
More of Learning Unlocked is coming up after this.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion continues to be a top priority for businesses everywhere. Open Sesame has created a survey that will give you insight into where your organization stands on diversity. Aside from being educational, this survey is a powerful tool to help you understand areas of improvement and spark conversations about strategies for creating a more inclusive and equitable workplace. After you take the short survey, you'll get access to Open Sesame's DEI Toolkit, an online hub where you can find additional resources. Visit opensesame.com today to start your survey.
Back to Learning Unlocked. Here's Brian Berger.
You mentioned a little bit ago the stigma around addiction. How has that changed over the last few years? Or is there still a long way to go?
Long way to go. Really a huge way to go. Part of it is because when people are in active addiction, their behaviors are not great. But what's sad and difficult we need to change in this country is that when people become sober and their behaviors change, there's still a stigma associated with the disease. And there's lots of research that shows that people don't want to associate with individuals that are in recovery. And so Shatterproof is actually has developed a program which has efficacy around reducing stigma. We rolled it out in the state of Pennsylvania, reached 4 million people.
Wow.
And really big scale. And we're rolling it out in a number of other states. And really the idea is to have people understand what addiction is and what it isn't.
Open Sesame has a lot of topics in their course catalog, but this is really a niche topic. How do you provide e-learning and education around addiction?
So another great question. The thing is, it's a niche topic, yet 25% of families are dealing directly with the problem in their household. So while it's niche and there's really not great education that's out there in a big way, hopefully we're changing that with Open Sesame and these lessons, it's definitely something that has to be delivered the same way other trainings are. It needs to be interactive. It needs to be curated down to only the essential things because people don't have time, they don't have attention spans. You need to deliver the most important information and concepts in a very pithy way. And that's what we've tried to do with the six essential lessons. And we have efficacy. In another version, we have a pre and post survey, and we have statistically significant impact on several of the things that we're trying to teach. How you can help another, are you at risk? And how you can reduce that risk, and how to really identify an addiction, because it's not that simple to identify. So I think it really comes down to interactivity, curating it down to a very small number of things that you're trying to teach, and then delivering that content in a way that people can engage in.
What about engagement with a topic like this? Again, it's a tough topic to tackle. There are stigmas attached to it, as you just mentioned. What are you finding in the way of engagement and how many people are, taking these courses?
So another great question. The truth of the matter is that many more should be taking it than are. So it really depends on how the organization is positioning the training. So we've had some organizations that have made it mandatory, and therefore 100% of the people did the training and, you know, went from A to B in terms of understanding the issue and the health problem around addiction. And then for organizations where have made it voluntary, we've had people using it anywhere from 1% to as much as 10% within an organization. And those are large organizations. On the smaller organizations where the CEO could have a huge impact, we've had up to 50% of the employees using the training. But I would say for big organizations, anywhere from 5,000 to a few hundred thousand, the numbers are really closer to 1% to 10% are using the training on a voluntary basis.
So I'm going to ask you a tough question here, but again, because of the stigma attached to this, do you find that people are less likely to volunteer? Hey, I'm going to work for a company. These courses are available, but because I don't want anyone to know that I'm struggling with addiction, I'm not going to take the course or let anyone know that I work for or work with that I'm an addict.
Yeah, there's nothing that self-identifies people as an addict.
Right.
I think that you can't look at the news today without seeing all the people that are dying of overdose, you know, particularly after COVID. 107,000 people died of overdose in 2021, and it's gone up massively. And so this is a topic that is in the news. Our estimates are that 50% of people in this country are interested in the topic. And so I think there's plenty of cover for people to learn about addiction, learn about this health problem, without people within their organization making the conclusion, which is probably an incorrect conclusion, that they themselves have an addiction problem. So I think it's, you know, unfortunately, there is stigma, but just like diabetes or, you know, other chronic illnesses, this should be viewed the same way. And I think that just because you're looking at, you know, at a training like this, and learning about this disease that affects so many people, I don't think that necessarily within an organization that's going to be problematic.
More of Learning Unlocked is coming up after this.
Open Sesame helps companies develop the world's most productive and admired workforces. How? By having the most comprehensive catalog of e-learning courses from the world's top publishers. Publishers like TED and Harvard. And having courses that cover learning topics like diversity, equity, and inclusion, leadership development, safety and compliance, and wellness. Try a course for free today by visiting opensesame.com/courseoftheweek.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to Learning Unlocked. Here's Brian Berger.
One of the things we've been talking about a lot more recently on this podcast is the use of audio for learning, specifically podcasts. And I'm interested in someone who's developed this podcast series that you just discussed, audio versus video. Do you see, do you have any stats or numbers there around, hey, these kind of people, like for instance, myself, I've been talking about this. I like listening to audiobooks a lot more than I like reading books these days. Because if I'm out on a walk or I'm working out or I'm on a plane, I can listen to the book and I retain the information better than if I'm sitting there physically reading it. Do you have any numbers about audio versus video learning?
I don't, but obviously because I'm in the podcast space and also in the space of, you know, the lessons that we have with Open Sesame, I think both are just channels. And people like to learn in different ways, you know. So one of the advantages of having things that you can that are visible is that you can have interactivity, which I think is really good for learning. But look, I love listening to podcasts as well, and so I think both are very legitimate channels. I don't have data on it, but I think they both serve a purpose.
All right, before I let you go, I know you kind of touched on it before, but some of the featured courses on Open Sesame from Shatterproof, Can you go through those a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So the main one that has all the lessons is called Addiction, Six Essential Lessons. And I just want to assure people that this is curated down. It's like those six lessons take 20 to 30 minutes. That's it. And you will know the main things that you need to know about addiction. And then we take those six lessons, and each one of them is available as a separate short course. One of them, Are You at Risk?, is really important for prevention because there are things in there that people just don't know that they should. Like age of initiation is a big deal in terms of someone's risk for ending up with addiction. If you start drinking alcohol at 14 years old, your chances of having an alcohol use disorder are 7 times greater than somebody who starts at 21. Hmm. So that is really informative, and it shows you ways to reduce the risk. Signs and symptoms, that is a really important lesson because there's so much denial around this disease. 40% of people that actually have it don't think they do. And so what we do here is we introduce a 1-minute diagnostic. It is the gold standard, the American Psychiatric Association gold standard diagnostic. It's 11 yes or no questions, and it will answer affirmatively or negatively whether or not there is an addiction problem. The third one that I would highlight is how you can help as a third party. Within companies, the average company in America, 9% of the employees have the problem, but another 16% have a dependent or a family member living with them with the problem. So knowing what it is that you can do to help, which every clinician in the country would advise you, that lesson you can learn in 5 minutes. And what I can tell you is the efficacy on that one is we have a 44% increase in people understanding how to help. In terms of signs and symptoms, we have a 35% increase in terms of understanding how to diagnose or understand whether there's an addiction. And Are You at Risk? We have a 34% increase in understanding what the risks are and how to reduce them, all of which are statistically significant.
Wow. Those are some incredible stats you just gave out.
Indeed. So we have a IRB, which is International Review Board, validated pre and post survey. And those are the statistics.
Shatterproof, what's the future for the company? Again, you gave us the founder story and kind of how it was started, but where do you see things going from here?
Shatterproof is a force of nature. We are trying to, there's no lack of confidence or big goals. We're trying to change stigma within the entire country. We're trying to change how treatment is found by people throughout the country. We're changing laws. Our budget has doubled this year. And our goals, I just saw our plan for the next 5 years. It's essentially to become the American heart of the addiction space, to become the biggest and most important nonprofit in the addiction space.
Wow.
So, you know, we're not shy. Gary is a big time business guy. I don't shy away from building things. That's where we're headed.
Well, you're doing great work. You've got some really smart people working on this. You're making our world a better place. Shatterproof.org. Stephen D'Antonio is the executive vice president there. You can find more information about them again at shatterproof.org and find their courses on Open Sesame at opensesame.com. Stephen, thanks so much for joining me on the Learning Unlocked podcast.
Brian, it's great spending time with you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Learning Unlocked, presented by Open Sesame. Download this and every episode on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Learning Unlocked is produced by Griggs Productions.